Wait a minute, the jungle drums are suggesting that no central bank rate cuts will happen this year. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 16th day of April. Thanks for being here. In other news, Southern governors tell workers that voting for a union could mean an end to their jobs. How about more consumer protection when it comes to the airlines? Stock prices of the former president's social media company continues to fall. We've got the Wall Street Report, and job seekers are looking for much higher compensation. And why? Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to this edition of the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 16th day of April 2024. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us. Well, let's see if we can figure this one out. As the central bank eyes inflation, and it's refusing to come down, that is, inflation, to the Fed's preferred level of 2%, Fed Chair Jerome Powell has now suggested there may not be any rate cuts until very late this year. He said at a gathering on Tuesday that it was clear inflation was still high and that it's going to take longer than expected to bring it down, and added this, quote, "If inflation does persist, we can maintain the current level of interest rates for as long as needed," end quote. And that is not good news for consumers or for businesses. He added that if the hiring pace does slow, perhaps that would signal a rate cut. However, the U.S. job market continues to remain very strong. On all of that bit of news, Wall Street closed mixed with only the Dow making any gains. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. For decades, the South has been a haven for non-union companies. In fact, many companies have relocated to the southern part of the United States for just that reason. Well, now it's become even more apparent. The AP is reporting that on the eve of a vote on union representation at Volkswagen's Tennessee factory, Governor Bill Lee and five other southern governors are telling workers that voting for a union will put their jobs in jeopardy. About 4,300 workers at VW's plant in Chattanooga will start voting on Wednesday for representation by the United Auto Workers Union. Vote totals are expected to be tabulated Friday night by the National Labor Relations Board. The union election is the first test of the UAW's effort to organize non-union auto factories nationwide following its success winning big raises last year, going on strike against Detroit automakers Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. The governor said in a statement on Tuesday that they have worked to bring good-paying jobs to their states and they would hate to see those disappear. You may not realize it, but when you fly, any type of consumer protection offered to you comes from the federal government rather than the states. And that is about to change. The Associated Press is reporting that the Biden administration is enlisting the help of officials in 15 states to enforce consumer protection laws covering airline travelers. That's a power that, by law, is limited only to the federal government. The U.S. Department of Transportation said on Tuesday that the states, which include California, New York, and Illinois, will help ensure that government enforcement activities keep up with a current boom in air travel. Under an agreement announced by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, state attorney general's offices will be able to investigate complaints about airline service. If they believe an airline violated the law or is refusing to cooperate with investigators, the states could refer cases to the Transportation Department for enforcement. In return, the Transportation Department, or DOT, will give the states access to its consumer complaint system and train state employees about federal consumer laws covering the airlines. When Truth Social launched and then merged with a shadow company, investors flocked to the new social media company, driving its stock above $73 a share. But over the past week, we've been watching as the former president's social media company is imploding. On Tuesday, the DJT stock price was down yet again, losing over 14% or $3.77 to end the day at $22.84 a share. And that downturn in the stock prices came on the heels of the news that Truth Social will begin streaming live TV, including news, religious channels, family-friendly content, as well as, quote, other content that has been canceled, is at risk of cancellation, or is being suppressed on other platforms and services, end quote. Stock finished the day mostly lower, as the Dow is the only index that finished above the flatline. The 30 industrials gained 63 points to close at 37,798, while the NASDAQ lost 19 points to finish at 15,865, and the S&P 500 fell by 10 points to end the session at 50.51. West Texas Intermediate crude at news time was off by 10 cents at $85.31 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury bounced up to 4.669%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how and why job seekers are seeking higher pay levels. According to data from the New York Federal Reserve, the level of compensation that U.S. job seekers are willing to accept to take on a new job is continuing to increase. The average U.S. worker now says they would demand $81,800 annually to accept a new role. That's up from $73,300 just in November. That new level, due to signs of sticky inflation, is also the highest since the Fed began tracking the data a decade ago. Now get this. The survey revealed that men sought $95,500 for switching jobs in March, which was almost $30,000 more than women. And that gap has widened significantly from before the pandemic hit. Other survey findings include the highest proportion ever of those surveyed, 25.1%, said they'd been looking for a job in the past 4 weeks during March, and a record low, 45.8% share of workers said they expected to work beyond 62, while fewer than a third expected to work past 67. It is the changing world of work-life balance. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.